Okay, so the first question is, please share with us more about your background and how did you become a theatre director? I trained on a very brilliant course at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, which is the performing arts school that was set up by Paul McCartney of the Beatles. And the course there at LIPA is arranged in such a way that you learn certain core elements, but you also can decide to specialise in a specific area. So I decided in my second year that I wanted to specialise as a director. And I was able to take modules alongside the acting students and the design students. So I was directing the productions and working constantly with my peers, directing them and working alongside some of the people that I now still collaborate with. Some of my closest collaborators were also on the course as designers, sound designers, lighting designers. When I graduated from LIPA, I took a show to the Edinburgh Festival, and that was a great place to meet lots and lots of people who were interested, as I am, in new musicals. And for a great many years, I had a kind of two-sided career working as an assistant on some of the big shows, a couple of West End musicals, Sweet Charity and The Wizard of Oz, Bend It Like Beckham. And also alongside assisting people and learning more craft from them, I was able to direct my own work on the fringe and also start my relationship with Singapore Repertory Theatre, which I love. I don't really have a particular family background in theatre. There's no one else in my family that works in the arts, although my mum is a great reader and gave me a real love of literature and of stories and storytelling, all of which I think really feeds into my process as a director. Okay, the second question, what are some of the challenges that you faced in your career and what do you enjoy most about being a director? Interestingly, the challenges and the things that I enjoy most are often the same thing. I think that when you're making a piece of theatre, there's no one right answer. There's a great many ways to make good shows, especially for children, and that is both a massive opportunity and a challenge. I love being in rehearsal. I love working with actors and working with writers. I love the creative process of taking ideas and mixing them up and working with my team and with my actors to bring out the best in people. I love being in a rehearsal room and watching it all come together. Probably my favourite part of the process is when we move rehearsals into the theatre and we do what's known as the technical rehearsal, because at that point I can really start to download all the information that's in my brain onto the stage, and you're looking at lights and costumes and set, and it when it all comes together beautifully, it can be a really special time. A particular challenge probably for that faces everyone that works in theatre is that there will be times in your life and career where that you're not working on a project, the kind of in-between times, and that can be very difficult to keep your momentum going, to maintain your love of the craft and of what you do. And there's the really practical thing about needing to make money and pay the bills. So in my time, I have done all sorts of jobs, which in a way, I suppose, have contributed to my career. When I look back on it, I for many years was an entertainer at children's parties, which involved dressing up in various outfits, princesses, fairies, cowboys, and going to parties where there would be large groups of children, and it was my job to entertain them for 2 hours or 2 or 3 hours with party games and balloon modelling and disco. So alongside my skills as a director, I can also make all sorts of things out of modelling balloons, and I know all of the actions to the Hokey Cokey. The inspiration for... Oh, this is question three now. Can you tell us more about Nursery Crimes and some of your favourite characters? The inspiration for Nursery Crimes was actually we had known that we wanted to do something based around nursery rhyme characters for a couple of years. It was something that the team at SRT and I had talked about. There is a
there's a musical, a famous musical by Stephen Sondheim called Into the Woods, which takes a lot of the fairy tale characters, Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Rapunzel, etc., and mixes them all up. And the team at SRT and I had talked about doing something similar with the nursery rhyme characters. Nursery rhyme characters are quite interesting because the rhymes are very short, so there's not actually much story about each of them, which gives a writer and director an opportunity to adapt it in really any direction that they want. So we came up with the title first. We knew that we thought it was a funny punny title, and we knew that we wanted to create something that was based around crime, but that it was more of a detective crime than a police drama crime, just to keep it age appropriate. And it went through several different drafts. At one point was set in a detective agency office. I won't tell you too much about it now, but it's very different now. But it centres around a young girl called Polly Piper, who finds herself in the mysterious, weird and wonderful land of Miney Mo. And she is made chief detective of Miney Mo and has to help the people of Miney Mo solve the mystery of why there are all of these strange happenings and goings on in Miney Mo. Crimes have been happening, and Polly is the one who needs to sort them out. Some of my favourite characters, I love all. It's really hard to choose your favourite character when you've half written it, but I think probably my favourite characters today, that's the only thing I can say is who my favourites are today, are probably Jack and Jill. So as we know, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. In our version, I don't want to give away too much, but Jack and Jill are, they've fallen down and hurt their heads, and they're actually, they have amnesia, so they can't remember anything that happened, but they've styled themselves as paramedics because they have all the bandages and the kit from the hospital, and they arrive determined to make Polly Piper their patient, but because they've had head injuries, they are not exactly talking sense. There's obviously also Bo Peep, who is the ineffective shepherdess who's trying to round up her flock, but every time she starts counting the sheep, it makes her fall asleep. She's really good fun. We've enjoyed playing around with her today. My favourite scenes in Nursery Crimes. There's a beautiful scene near the beginning of the piece where Polly goes from the real world into the weird and wonderful nursery rhyme world, and it's a bit like that moment in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy steps out of the house and the world goes from black and white into something really beautiful and colourful. It's a place that she couldn't possibly have imagined. It's beyond her wildest dreams, and it's fast and furious and fun, like coming out of the subway in New York City and witnessing this incredible new world for the first time. And I think that the audience will really enjoy meeting the characters and meeting being taken into this new world. There's also a very exciting sequence when Polly meets Incy Wincy Spider, and because of the water level rising in the spout, Polly has to do, for various reasons that I won't give away, she has to go underwater to try and get a clue, and there's an underwater sequence which is really, really fun. My advice to someone who wanted to be a theatre director, my advice really is to see as much theatre as possible, get to know what you like, what you're excited by, talk to people, make theatre with people who have different views to yours, because they will challenge you and they will ultimately make what you do better. I would also say read plays, read books, have a notebook of pet projects, things that you're excited about. You have a great opportunity as a director to always be working on something. So when people say to you, what are you working on? Generate your own work, find things that you think are interesting, and think about how you might realise them in three dimensions. Even if you don't get the opportunity to do so, that kind of
background homework will keep your brain alive and exciting. I would say keep rubbing up against lots of different theatre makers, sound designers, lighting designers, designers. Improve your network of contacts so that you have a big resource of people who you can draw on to collaborate with when the time is right. If you want to assist, then I think it's a good idea to write to people whose work you admire and be really specific about why you want to assist them. You can tell them what you like about their work or what you'd hope to get from a process of assisting them. And the rest of it just takes time. So you just have to keep plugging away, keep going to the theatre, keep curious and excited, and you will get there in the end if you stick at it. And finally, what can your audience expect when they come and watch Nursery Crimes? Well, we hope that they will see a show that is fun and colourful, that has a modern twist on some old favourite characters and situations. We hope that the older kids will enjoy working out the clues, and that the younger kids will just enjoy the music and the colours and seeing these well-loved characters being brought to life. You can also expect to see a company of actors working incredibly hard to bring you a piece of theatre which is 45 minutes, performed by a cast of three. So they're doing an incredible amount of work, playing multiple roles, lots of brilliant, fun costumes and sets. And the key thing for us is imagination. What can your audience expect? They can expect to be invited to use their imaginations. We wanted to create a piece of theatre that really invited the audience to play a part in it. So to use their imaginations and to help create the world in their minds.